Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Roleplay Swan Song. It's week 33, I think. I hope that's right.
It is?
We did it?
I think so.
We nailed it. First thing I want to know is, Wheat, have you showered? Have you moved since Sunday?
Yeah, man. There's no rest for the wicked, I guess. I had to, celebrate Mini Wheat's birthday. He fucking came into the double digits.
10.
Oh, wow. Shit.
He's big 10-0.
Man. He's got a blink. He's got a blink and be 30 soon. It's gonna suck.
It's pretty crazy. So we had a fun, interesting time. We went out and ate at one of his favorite restaurants, and we told him that he could go. He needed a lightsaber. It's pretty crazy.
I was like, JP, didn't you just say that?
Yeah.
It's really confusing. Yeah.
I loved the stream. It wasn't on pause.
I didn't know what the fuck was happening.
He got another lightsaber because, you know, dude, he's caught up in that force hype tornado.
Of course he is. Did you get him the BB-8 yet?
No. You know, dude, like, that's really cool, but we've had a Spearow for a long time, and we played with it for like a month, and then it just like...
just chilled.
Us. You know, honestly, the Spearow was coolest in the water. There was a little like water glove you could put on it, and then it would amazing. Anyway, so no. And then we were going to go see a movie, only to realize that everything that is out right now pretty much sucks.
Yeah, there's nothing.
No! You're so wrong.
To take a 9-year-old to.
Yes! Go on. You're absolutely correct.
Sorry, Jeff. To take a 9-year-old to. He kind of thought about Everest a little bit, but then we were like, yo, dude, Martian comes out this week, and he's like, we're going to Martian. So that's what we decided to do. We're going to continue it on this weekend. Other than that, I threw a convention. Bing. Achievement unlocked. I think it went pretty well. I saw you, JP. It looked like you had a pretty good time.
I had an all right time. It was all right.
I saw you. I think you had a good time. We got to have some drinks too. That was nice. So yeah, fucking. I feel super.
Also, we got to have some steaks.
Yeah. So, I mean, on a scale of 1 to Wheat's never wrong, how were those steaks?
You're pretty wrong sometimes. Yeah. But those steaks were pretty. I mean, the steaks were the best steak I've ever had in my life. So
Wheat's never wrong. There we go.
So they were
most of the time
pretty fucking good. Pretty good. Definitely. They made ice cream seem like fucking amazingly god tier good. And I don't even think ice cream's all that good. I mean, it's pretty good, but it's not like god tier good. They made it god tier good somehow. And it was like shitty. It was shitty flavors. It was pineapple. It was.
Pineapple's not an ice cream flavor.
It was black raspberry, and it was lemon. I don't know what the third one was.
None of those are ice cream flavors.
Those are sorbet.
Yeah.
It was sorbet. It's still ice cream. It's fucking same thing. Whatever.
He's from Texas. If it's cold, tastes like ice flavors.
Hot Texas style ice cream.
Exactly. That's good.
God damn it. I don't have a fucking...
Oh, I should go get a beer.
Bottle opener, and this is driving me fucking nuts, man.
Are we all doing beer?
I might go get a beer. We can all do beer.
You guys want to go get beers?
I'll go get a beer.
We can hold the fort.
All right, I'm going to go get a beer. You do. Y'all guys talk about this. I'll be right back.
You're leading. Okay,
everybody's
fine. What else?
Did he actually leave?
I can hang out.
Did what? He did leave.
Adam, you had a good time, I guess, with this con thing. How you doing?
Which kind of was good, man. I had a good time. I was saying it was different than I thought it would be. I thought it was just going to be like a little PAX, but it had its own vibe. I'm curious about what it was like for the people that were going that are not like streamers, that are just like fans of streams. Curious about that.
I cannot answer that. I don't think anyone here could answer that.
No, I know. We can't
Someone tweet him these answers.
Exactly. Tell me what
I can tell you. Steven and I can tell you what it's like to not go and read the Twitter about all you fucking assholes. Like, best time of my life. Here's my friends. We're at dinner. Oh, my God.
Cheers. Great.
Man, tears like, for how much so, fun so we're many having.
People okay, look, like, before he comes back, I just have to say, I was under the impression that JP was really good at DDR.
He is.
I thought.
Adam, you didn't watch Drop Frames today. The reason JP lost at DDR is because he's too good, and it made him lose.
No.
No, I actually am too good.
JP. To be fair, I was just joking. I owned one of those like shitty plastic mats. You got robbed.
They're the fucking worst, man. Yeah, they're the worst. Like JP's right. I absolutely agree. If there were proper pads, I feel like JP was gonna fucking.
I wreck. I'm not lying. I went and did that song today, and I fucking S ranked it. So suck my dick. I won that in my head.
That's the truth.
And you know, yeah, you know.
It was entertaining. It was entertaining to watch, though. The whole PJ Salton thing. I gotta say, and I'm a veteran of attending the Omegathon. I've gone at, like every year at PAX. It's the big like game competition thing at PAX, and I've gone every single year. And that PJ Salton thing was like 10 times more entertaining.
Oh shit, son. Yeah,
that's good.
It was so much more fun to watch because, again, I think because it's like it's not just rando nerds; it's like people who know how to be entertaining playing games.
Yeah,
but it was really fun to watch that.
And people you know, like for my money, the H1Z1 tournament was incredible because I knew so many people in it.
Who won that? By the way, didn't they win a bunch of money?
Yeah. There was. Yeah, they won 20K. Yeah.
Yeah. Not a single fucking. I mean, in my gaming sphere, I didn't even.
You know,
hear
Ninja.
Who won.
Actually, don't you know Ninja from the Halo? You know who Ninja is, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah, he won the first heat.
And then he won Grim, $20,000.
Yeah, from the first one. Yeah.
It was. And then Peru never wins.
Yeah, and then a guy who has 100 followers on Twitch won third in the second heat.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for him.
It was a good event. It was good.
How'd you do, by the way? I'm sorry if I'm rubbing salt in the wound.
Let's not talk about it. Let's move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Salt. As much.
That's some salt. I have like the actual replays, and I still haven't watched them myself because I don't want to see how nervous and how bad I was.
I do know Summit got killed like first, or who was it? Someone got killed first. It's really
Soda
funny.
Popping got killed first in the first game. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's was pretty funny. But anyways.
I like that there was a mix of content. That there was like that stuff, like the ridiculous, like let's watch Zeke be Zeke on stage. Right. And then there was like more serious stuff. And there was like a really good balance of that stuff, which I thought was cool. It's nice to see that. And the exhibitors were less like awkward first year exhibitors than I thought they were gonna be, except for fucking Blue and their microphone ad. I'm glad they took it down, but holy shit. Wait,
isn't it amazing that stuff still happens? Like,
seriously?
No, I got a story for this real quick. So,
go ahead.
Because it's actually, not to I'm come over to the top of you, I can come over the top on you. I can't remember what company it was. I want to say it was ESEA. They did an advertisement for their servers versus everybody else's, and I fucking kid you not, and this is inside of a year. Call it 6 months ago. It was up for about 2.5 hours before they realized their mistake, kinda. The advertisement is a guy who comes over and says, "Hi, this is our gaming server," or whatever. And it's a shirtless black dude doing somersaults in the background. Cool. Okay, athletic. Great. And he goes, "And this is everybody else's." A guy with Down syndrome comes on the camera and says, "Hi." And I'm like,
"No,
what?"
Yes. What and it was the on fuck? It, literally, it's a well-produced commercial. They released it, you know, it's like played at their events, like, and for like 2.5 hours until the entire internet was like,
"Yeah,
what hey, in the what fuck is doing? Wrong with you guys?" Yeah. Now, my what favorite part fuck? Is their defense was, no, we paid him. He was okay with it. And by the way, I'm the director. It was my brother. And everyone's like, "Now it's even more fucked up."
Yeah, I know, right?
Like,
it's actually,
guys.
It's kind of interesting because maybe he's close enough to it that he just can't see why it's actually kind of a why it's actually really offensive. But to him, it's too normal. I don't know. But it also had to get past everybody else in the
decision making
process.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. There's so many people in the process, and none of them were like, "Guys, don't we think exploiting a person with Down syndrome might be the wrong idea here?" They're like, "Shut up, you asshole!" Like,
don't question the boss.
That's kind of
ridiculous.
No, like the weirdest thing for me seeing that Blue ad is how much progress has been actually made. Like nowadays, when you go to a con, instead of booth babes, the women who are dressed in scanty clothes are there because they're doing it of their own choice because they're cosplayers. who are fans of the games, who are enthusiastic about it. Like there's been major steps made towards improving the way the industry generally presents itself towards men and women. And then it was just like, here's this really out of place. It feels like it's from a year or two or five ago. Piece of advertising. It was really strange. And then like, it's, oh man, I basically spent the entire weekend arguing with Gamergate. Awesome.
Nice. That's dangerous.
Yeah. It's so surprising to me the people who defend it and how immediate and obvious and clear the outcry against it is, and so large the outcry against it is. And then for like individual people to just be like, I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah.
This is totally fine.
It's actually what makes the subject so interesting is that there is an argument for the other side. Like, you should be able to market sexy women sexually, but there is also like tasteful ways to do it. A woman on all fours crawling across a desk towards a mic probably doesn't actually fulfill any of those tasty requirements.
Well, obviously, I can tell that it's got a wide decibel range and a great dynamic bass. Yeah.
It doesn't help that the mic is shaped like a penis either. Yeah. Like,
it's a bit of a chode frame, more than anything. Like, yeah, it's
a little bit of a is here about advertisement blue. Jeff and I
that
come
be
to
better,
the
though. If it's like the perspective of like the blue is. But Mike is a dick, and it's just like a guy's head, like, shield cup, suck your cock for your mic, blue. Yeah, it's a microphone. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll buy that.
Jeff, like God.
We both do the same thing, Steven, by the way.
Yeah,
awesome.
No, you and me, man. We're right there.
I'm trying to put my phone inside this Otter box and I can't figure it out, so we'll figure that shit out. What are you guys talking about? I just joined.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Hang on. I just put my phone inside my box too.
When Minnie was running that Roblox map, how hard did it actually look?
It looked so easy from my point of view.
I could tell that a lot of it was like not physics based, but like weird, shitty movement based. And so, and then I saw I saw Zeke get on it, and then I was like, oh, it's real shitty. And then I played, I was like, well, it's not, you just have to, like, aim up. Like, you have to see where you're jumping. And I caught on pretty quick. I think I could have beat Future Man's score as well in that, but who knows.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Yeah.
Well, it's hilarious that Zeke just totally...
Zeke was really pissed about that.
Isn't that Zeke's thing, though, is that he's shitty at all games?
I watched his face, man. He was so pissed.
Oh, Zeke? Oh, yeah, he was furious.
It was the definition of what I want that cup.
It was very funny. It was very funny. I was super into it. But yeah, I don't know where to go from here.
We've done DJ Wheat. We've done Adam. Now you can pass it to Steven or myself.
Oh, you didn't go? What was that? Someone playing the Nintendos?
I think that's DJ Wheat's anal vibrator.
Why does it make so much noise?
You talked about it, then it got excited. Man.
Is it doing it now? Hold on. Well, I can't even tell now.
I can't even tell either.
What the fuck, dude? What?
I don't know. Why the fuck? Who the fuck makes these things at the top of these old fuck shit, man?
Whoa, JP, you've had half a beer, buddy.
Angry JP sounds like Hank Hill.
I am very much Hank Hill.
No one.
You can ask StarCraft.
Otterbox.
You can ask the StarCraft community about
this
that.
Shit.
Jeff, speaking of the StarCraft community.
There we go.
Where were you over the weekend?
Ah, I was in Sweden.
How was that?
Stomping grounds. Great. Good event. The only, just the privilege thing is just I'm done traveling. I'm so tired of fucking traveling right now, so I'm actually home for most of October, which is nice. I'm really excited to relax. It's actually kind of raining, which is my favorite weather.
Right now?
Yeah, it's a little drizzle out there.
Oh, we missed all the rain.
Well, I'm in... Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't... Excuse me. Yeah, I'm connecting dots. This jet lag version, by the way, is that time moves really slow for me, which is very interesting. But yeah, so the reason I objected when DJ Wheat made the hilariously erroneous comment that he said that there's no good movies to watch right now, but then added the addendum to save his own butt, because it would have been so wrong to say with a 9-year-old, is because the movie Sicario is fucking incredible, and all y'all should go see it.
Sicario?
I think I've heard of
A-R-I-O? What the? What?
Yes.
Did they make a movie about you, Jeff?
I wish.
What the shit is this?
It's got a hitman in it, so it's kind
of... Oh, here it is. After rising through the ranks of her male-dominated profession, idealistic FBI agent Kate Macer, Emily Blunt, receives a top assignment. Yeah, recruited by mysterious government official Matt Graver, Josh Brolin, Kate joins the task force for the escalating war against drugs.
Oh, I know. Is this a fucked up movie about the drug stuff?
It's pretty fucked up. It's dark, yeah. But it's really good.
92% Rotten Tomatoes. That's a high score.
That's pretty score. Yeah, pretty good score. Deserve and it. Emily Blunt's awesome. And so is Benicio del Toro. So I'm in.
Benicio del Toro is the man.
Please, and don't... JP, some of these movies have slipped through your fingers. Like, actually go see this one in theaters, please.
Josh Brolin's pretty good.
Do you have to see it in theaters?
I don't think you have to. It's just, it's such a good movie that, like, if you like movies...
I mean, there's a difference between a movie you have to see in a movie.
No, it's not like Avatar. Like, the people that fucking rented Avatar and didn't see it in theaters. The actual bottom tier race of theaters? Mankind.
I don't think I saw that in theater.
What?
I don't think I saw... I've only seen that movie once, and I thought it was pretty fucking mediocre. I did not understand.
Because you didn't see it in the theater.
I still do not understand. No, it's because people. Gravity. Let's flip it on them.
Yeah, it's like Gravity.
Gravity was a fucking amazing movie, and I saw the movie at home.
God. It was an amazing movie. Been amazing. It's like The Martian, too. I think The Martian will
Hold on. Let's talk about how are they. I can't even trust The Martian anymore because they found water. So that whole movie's bullshit.
Yeah. I'm just not interested in Martian because I saw Interstellar. It's like, get over it. People get lost in space.
I thought it was the sequel to Interstellar.
Are you kidding?
Matt Damon punches people in space. Come on.
All right. Thank you.
It happens. It just happened.
That shit, dude.
Anyways, I won a Warhammer tournament last weekend, which was really fun. It was a smaller one. We call them RTTs, which stands for Rogue Trader Tournament. It's a one-day, three-round tournament. That's very standard, but that's the smaller one. Grand tournaments are the two-day, six-round or five-round tournaments, which I'm going to this next weekend. So I was happy about that. Helps my points. I'll be number two in the ITC now.
Nice.
And then other than that, just enjoying being home, streaming a little bit. I have Metal Gear Solid 5. I'm going to play that off-stream, but just enjoy it. You know.
Well, you can. That'll last you till like 2017 with how fucking long that game is.
That's what everyone says. Yeah. Yeah, that'll be ridiculous. And that's that, boys. I'm excited. I'm really happy to do Swanson. I missed the shit out of this.
Jeff, I watched a movie I should have seen in the theater on my plane ride to TwitchCon.
Oh, my God. Which means you watched it on a screen that fucking big.
Which means I watched Pitch Perfect 2 on a screen fucking big. And I was one of two people in said plane bobbing my head because no one else was watching it at all. The entire plane was just... They would not. They were resisting the charm of that movie.
It's a good movie. I got no qualms about saying that.
I know it's great.
You guys should see It Follows if you like horror movies at all. By the way.
Yeah, I hear that's good.
I might look into that.
And I do like It Follows, or I do like horror movies, so I do need
to check
it out.
It's a great horror movie. Really good.
Yeah, I've heard it's good too.
By the way, you know Jeff wasn't the only winner this weekend.
Oh yeah.
I shit on Mr. Bitter.
I heard about that.
Yo, dude, that's sick. I'm so glad you did. He's been working so hard, too, and you just, like, casually, like, I guess I should play a day or two before the event, and then you just stomp on him.
I haven't played in 2 months, Jeff. I've destroyed him still.
So delicious.
Right.
Yeah. Nice. He plays it obsessively. He's like, it's borderline, you could end up seeing,
To be fair, he plays Melee, right? Obsessively.
He plays Melee more, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes more sense.
It's kind of like he plays... Is it... I don't want to make the wrong comparison here, Wheat, so make the comparison for me. Is it StarCraft 2 and Brood War? Is it that level?
I'm the wrong person to ask because I appreciate both games for different reasons. Like,
I get what you're saying.
Melee is... Yes. No, that's a good comparison because Melee is much more...
Mechanically harder.
Mechanical. Yeah. Mechanical. Mechanic-based. Versus something that would be definitely more like decision, opportunity, combo based.
Right.
So strategy, more strategy. Yeah.
That looks pretty fair. Cool.
There you can make the analogy, JP.
All right, I made it.
Stamp of approval.
Consider it made.
Who haven't we talked to? Is it Adam, Jeff? Was that the other one?
Steven. The final one.
Adam, go ahead. Talk again. Steven, let's go. I saw your cooking show.
Yeah, dude. Stuff. Oh
beefy
my God.
Macaroni.
Oh, God, dude. What are you doing? So good.
How is your show, just let's start with this. How is your show not called Start Menu, first of all? How is it called anything that isn't that?
That was Chat's immediate suggestion, because I said on the menu, because like, okay, so first of all, I've started streaming again, so if you like streaming, you can finally follow my channel and actually watch me stream, so that's great. I started playing Soma this weekend, which is amazing. It's awesome.
What is that? Everyone's talking about that.
It's a horror game, and it's amazing.
Oh, Soma?
I was sort of like sitting there thinking, what do I want to play? And I want to, like, I like games that aren't just blowing things up and getting bigger numbers and you know, kind of a dumb story about the numbers.
Any game where
bigger.
The numbers don't get bigger is the dumb game. Don't play those games.
I like games where numbers get bigger. They just have to have some sort of, they either have to be all the way numbers getting bigger, like Diablo. Diablo is awesome because I can just sit there and it's like a jackpot scrolling on my screen constantly, and that's great. And then on the other side is something like Soma, where there's actually a lot of thought and a lot of like ethical questions thrown at you all the time. And it's awesome, and it's a really deep and interesting video game, and I'm loving it. So that's great. And then like late Monday, I had all of my ingredients. Like I went and got all the ingredients I needed for like my weekly meal prep. And then I was like, you know, I kind of want to stream cooking. I think that would be fun. I wonder if I could use my tablet to stream cooking. And then like with like 15 minutes of Googling, I found a way to stream my tablet to my PC, set up my camera for my PC, set up my tablet, and just like went for it. And the first name that I thought of, Adam, was on the menu instead of the start menu. So Chat quickly corrected me. I think probably the official term for the series is going to be the start menu. So I need to do that. I had so much fun. And I had 1,000 viewers watching me stream cooking show. So it was great. Awesome.
People will watch just about anything.
Just about any old bullshit.
Like whatever ever. Shit you yeah. do, they will just be all over it. So
yeah. So like the shtick that I was going for is I would taste every ingredient before it went into the meal. So there's a number of excellent segments of me like tasting onion powder or tasting salt or tasting dry macaroni. Yeah, it was fun.
Next week on the show, Steven's gonna make something with ricin in it.
Yes,
nice.
What is it like?
Hold off on that.
Raw potatoes. Yeah, apple seeds. Mm.
Yeah, a handful of apple seeds.
Yep. So that's it. That's kind of all I've been up to. Other than that, I've just been sitting at home and feeling bummed that I went to PAX Prime instead of TwitchCon.
Yeah.
God.
I mean,
how are you to know?
Yeah, how are you to know?
How would we could have known?
I mean, you couldn't have taken my word for it.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true.
I mean, we're just a sellout, so you couldn't really...
Yeah, I know. He really, you know, he gets it straight from the teat.
Exactly.
So
it's good to be back among friends.
Exactly. I'm almost done putting this on my phone, and then we can start the show.
Okay.
So just keep talking amongst yourself.
Sure. Putting what on your phone?
I bought a new. I've never been someone to buy a case for a phone.
Oh yeah, never, what'd you buy again?
I've never broken a phone. I got a 6S or whatever.
Right, but this is the kind of case.
This is the.
Is it Gerbil or a.
The Defender OtterBox. This is what.
OtterBox.
Yeah, this is what Tally told me to buy, so I bought it.
The Defender.
Nice. Yeah.
Defender case. Yeah. Are you going into battle?
I guess. I don't. Maybe. He was like, I've never broke. I've had. Said he's had a phone for like 10 years or some shit. Different ones, of course, and he's always put in these and they never broken, so.
I've had my phone for the past 6 years, and it's never broken either.
Same here. Same here.
Talk about your phone again.
Look,
Steven.
Those look heavy duty.
Man, we know.
These are pretty heavy duty.
Yeah, the old heavy duty.
The old 3GS was a real piece of work. You couldn't break that thing if you backed the car.
Next time I see you, I'm
going
to take your phone and throw it into traffic. And just be like, there you go. Now you got to get a new phone.
Yep. Get an Otter case, and it won't break.
How much heavier is it?
What, the Otter case?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't gotten on yet. We're almost there.
Well...
There we go. All right.
Is it as heavy as your phone?
I mean, it's got a little bulk to it. That's the only thing. There's a little bit more bulkiness to it. But it's not supposed to break. The only reason I have this thing is because... There we go. Wait, does it still recognize the thumbprint? Nope. Fuck it. I'm taking this thing off.
Yep.
Right.
That was a waste of $50. But I ordered this thing when I was drunk on soju at Korean barbecue. So that's why it's here.
There you go.
Anyways. It's a good thing to be drunk on. Soju's good.
Yeah, we went to Korean barbecue on the final night. It was a good night.
Did you order it off Amazon?
Yeah.
Nice. Full circle.
There's that full sellout.
Yeah. You know, I could return it, but I just like giving them my money.
Hey, so. I got same-day delivery, dude. I don't care if I work for, like, whatever company. Like, yeah, all day. Same-day delivery? Are you shitting me?
Chat, you can at least believe Steve and Adam and I when we tell you guys things, so don't worry about it.
Yep, you can. Actually, Steven's
going to... Yeah, you guys, same-day delivery is bullshit, and you shouldn't buy things from...
Dude, Steven's going to be partnered soon.
I don't know
soon.
What same-day delivery is at all. Those are words that don't go in the same sentence.
You know, Amazon doesn't really even exist in Canada. They have a sort of a fake website that they put up here, but it's not the same.
Amazon.ca.
Right, yeah.
I mean, call me a sellout. Call me a guy who loves his job and gets fucking same-day delivery just like everybody else.
You know, pretty soon we're going to have, like, twitch.ca up here in Canada, and it's going to be, like, worse.
Oh, we're good.
Like, the Twitch stream is going to get to us, like, 2 days later.
No, Steven, it'll be better because Canadian streamers will have to make up, by law, 70% of the content.
Yes.
So we'll just have to stream
every stream will have to be available in both French and English.
Yeah. So, yeah, my stream special guest, Geddy Lee.
Yeah,
I don't know how I feel about these like dad clips on the side of the phone, like where they can go in your. That's kind of weird.
Do not go to dadclips.com. Do not do it. Stay away from that website right now.
Wait. Hang on. Now that I'm not at work, I have to Google the Folsom Street Festival.
Oh yeah, on Sunday that was a thing. I'm glad
that's
I left.
It was a thing.
Let's see images.
I heard that.
Look, that guy is getting leather boots put on.
Yep. Look closer, Steven.
I'm looking quite closely.
While the boots are on.
Jesus Christ. Where did we last leave off on the show?
Yeah. You just finished a mission, so we're gonna jump ahead. We're gonna go all in media res. But to remind everybody where we were last time, we had just watched you reintroduce a man to his old friend heroin.
That was Steven, not me.
Yeah, and then dump him into the hands of some criminals.
Great.
For which
So how much experience do we get by the way?
Paid. I already gave you your experience.
Are you sure?
No, not
I'm
yet.
Definitely.
It's been
sure.
a while.
No, definitely. Yeah. So you got paid for that and got your experience. And maybe more importantly, the new sort of rising star of the Midori Syndicate is very happy with you.
Great.
I remember there was some concern because
We worried that maybe this guy was not the real guy and like the bodyguard was actually the real guy and he was just like dead from the very beginning some shit like that.
By we, you mean the chat. That was really just the chat freaking out.
I was worried about it. That sounds like the kind of shit Adam would pull. Oh, sorry, guys. He's actually dead.
That part less so, more the like ongoing problem of now like, you know, your faces have been like on the news net.
Everybody knows us.
Yeah, I'm totally
and
fine.
Now we've
I wouldn't say everybody does, but there's definitely like more people who are aware that you were criminals than they did before. But
that was by design.
In what capacity, like our ship, our who we are
unknown terrorists. And then, like, a shot of you, some of you in the ship.
You say that like it's a bad thing, though. It's like...
They know the name of the ship?
Should be easier for us to get
you were using.
Now.
I think you were still using a fake name.
Oh, right,
name. I think
right.
It was the Eggs Benedict Arnold or whatever. Yeah, so you can... I mean, you're still, like, getting work and doing jobs and stuff, so...
Great.
Yeah, so we went... I went back to what we were doing and haven't done in a while, and I... turned your employment opportunities over to chat, and they chose for you employment opportunity X2-II7G, which reads, Richardson Scientific Deep Space Research Station SR-389 has been out of contact for over 2 months now. We just don't have the resources to send someone to check on it. There are 46 men and women aboard that station. We need to make sure they're okay. So they're going to pay your fuel costs plus a 50,000 credit fee for a report on the state and condition of the station. No salvaging allowed. Don't steal stuff while you're there.
Okay, so keep the other options open, because what we're going to do is we're going to pull up, take a look,
through the window. Be like, yeah, seems to be going okay.
If we actually see Dead Space happening, we're just gonna get the fuck out of there.
Like, if Dead Space is scan it for life, and when we see no results, we'll just be like, well, now we know.
Totally.
Status all fucked up. We can just easily phone that one in.
Yeah. No, they need a slightly more in-depth status report than that.
Oh, now you're gonna make us. Yeah.
Did you want to finish that sentence, or? Okay, thank you. So, you got a little bit more information. The station is a deep space monitoring station. It's in Sector 6, which is on the far galactic west. It's known also as Pitcairn Station. And, before any of that happens, let's start our episode like we do. So, the intro bits, the swan song theme, all that happens, and then we fade in on like an asteroid field. At first, we just see the sort of potato-y shaped objects moving slowly through darkness. You can see them sort of shadowy, and then there's a muffled like clang as one of the meteors hits the side of a metallic object, and we slowly start to pull out from the object as it lights up. And we can see just like deck paneling, basically like flat metallic paneling. We're quite close to it first. And as it gets farther away, the paneling starts to light up. We can see external lights on it. And it starts to move, or we start to move. It's too big to tell. And a few more of the meteors or asteroids sort of like bounce off it slowly. And it starts to move away from us. And we start to see red paint come into the frame. And it's moving slowly, and we're too close to it to be able to read it. But as we pull out, we see the words Herodin's Heart slowly like panning along as the ship moves past us. It moves out of frame, and we can see the engines of the battlecruiser fading as they move away. And in the distance, you can see one of the sort of larger meteor or asteroids with like domes and some like metallic buildings and some communication terminal information on it that's sort of like slowly turning in space, and the lights in the domes and everything are all off. Everything is like out, so that fades, and we fade in just the titles that say 2 months later, and then underneath Sector 006 Richardson Scientific Deep Space Anomalous Research Station SR-389 aka Pitcairn Station. And then the roar of the Swan Song's engines as it comes in overhead. So there's basically nothing in this sector, habitation-wise. There's no exchange satellites. If you look at the map, it's pretty isolated. Sector 6 is basically like middle of Galactic West. It's a full jump away from Mualimi or Ennicus system. And you've stopped out here. You've got fuel in the ship to get you to either of those, but you were told that this monitoring station is like put out here to basically to check deep space for anomalous signals. It's a research and monitoring station. So I'll move the little swan song indicator out that way. Now, after being given the job, because this was, you know, several weeks ago and you were on the other side of the sector, is there anything particular that y'all would have done prior to this? Any special gear you want to buy before you headed out this way? Basically, the ship is ready to get out here and get back. You have enough fuel to jump back to civilization, so you don't have to worry about that. But if there's anything special after you got the information about the job.
So, like, one of the things that Eric was very, very keen on trying to achieve was to recover Dr. Ranjit Singh's SciTech research. So, like, you know, I'm assuming that probably Eric had a conversation with Higgs about that. Higgs was probably like, yeah, sure, Eric, but listen, we're fucking broke, mate. And that's how, Higgs, like,
he'd never say mate. What are you?
Mate. Listen, mate, we're fucking broke. All right.
Was it Spamfish playing Swan Song or something?
We need to get the fuck out of here and get ourselves some cash.
Today, Mr. McGloop as Higgs.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, like, what if there's anything that Eric can do to, like, push that along from a distance?
Well, I think that, yeah, I mean, I think that the Madari, like, would have offered to help if you had brought that up, right? Like,
okay, yeah, no, definitely. If like,
yeah, Rajani,
if there was time after that where Rajani was feeling a little more benevolent towards the crew of the Swan Song, I'd be like, oh, Rajani.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah, I think she said that she's going to, like, she'll look into it for you. She's maybe familiar with the case.
Okay.
And, yeah, and you can, if you check in with her on, then, like, the next time you're in system or whatever, you can make a note and she'll...
And
she'll,
where exactly is she at again? Where were
the
we?
Last time you saw her, she was in the Gyaxi system in 706.
Right. Okay, cool. Yep, great. So I did that.
Okay. Higgs, was there anything that you would have done between, like, just to prepare for your job?
I don't think so.
Okay. Piani, Alfarius?
Yeah, two things. So I think I'm finally going to spend my bank 3 skill points and raise my computer to 2.
Sure, okay.
Nice.
And then also, I assume over the course of the 2 months that, like, my eye has healed.
Yes. And
while I still probably wear the bandage just because Piani thinks it looks cool, that I would want to, like, fuck around with the eye and try to figure out what I've just done.
Well, let's start on that scene then, maybe. Like, we can start with, like, Piani kind of like testing out the eye for the first time on your way into the system. Alfarius, how about you? Anything? Did you do?
I don't think so.
Okay. Cool. If you want to, we can assume you've, like, spent the money that it would have taken to repair the ship, because I know there was some hit point damage.
Yeah.
But we don't have to worry about the rest of that.
Yeah, we don't need to worry about that.
Pay for it, but it's not like you had to go looking for someone who could do it.
Mm. How much does that cost?
Yeah.
We still haven't decided how much money I have, for fuck's sake. Yeah. So just take it out of my Infinity money. It's fine. You know?
Let's keep using that space visa. I'm not sure how much the hit point healing is. It's not super expensive, I don't think.
If I have to make another character, I'm going to make him the son of, like, a quadrillionaire or something like that.
Steven, can I leave you to... Can you look that up for me while we do this thing with Piani?
What are we looking up? How much healing?
Just how much does it cost to repair 1 hit point of damage?
To a ship.
To a spaceship, yeah.
Okay, I am on the case.
All right, so Piani, where are you? Like, let's assume this is the first time that you're like, actually going to try to use the eye. Where are you, and who's with you, and what is... Set the scene for me.
So, I mean, I think it makes sense that I would have Pi and Eric, only because, like, obviously from everything that's transpired, I know that Eric is totally into Psytech. So it would make sense.
Yeah, Psytech.
Psytech and not Piani.
I'm really into
Psytech. If Piani was into just about anything, you'd be into that too.
True. True.
With the hopes of getting into Piani.
Oh!
Truer.
Okay, so where are you, Piani? Are you in your cabin?
I'm
or
in
you
my
somewhere else?
Yeah. I'm in my room.
Okay. All right. So I think that Pi has like a first aid kit there just in case. Are you sitting on your bed?
Why you got the first aid kit there, Pi? It's making me a bit nervous.
You're very fragile. I thought it important to have, just in case.
What exactly you think could happen to my eye? Like, you're not expecting to pop out or start bleeding or something.
I don't know that I'm expecting it exactly.
All right. Okay. I guess just for safety.
Okay. What are you doing, Eric, when while this is happening? Are you pacing nervously? Are you, like, excited?
Eric is very attentive. I just found the answer for you. It's in our chat. So Eric is very attentive. He's very interested. I think, like, Eric almost wants to, like he maybe has, like, cobbled together from his past research and his work at the Haveden Institute, like, he's cobbled together a list of checks that we can do with the eye to see how it, like, interfaces with the real world and whether or not Piani sees what's actually there. Like, I've probably got, like, a set of, like, cards with pictures on them, and then it's like, you know, are you seeing the card that I'm holding up now, or are you seeing the next one I'm gonna hold up, or like that kind
of
thing,
right? Like a series of standardized precog sort of tests.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, cool. So these, I mean, they're standard across the academy, so maybe that, like, some of this is familiar to you, Piani, like you remember it from when you were first getting tested for your psychic abilities.
Okay. And actually, like, I think Piani's demeanor kind of goes like, oh, God, like, what is this shit actually going to do? You know, like, but I humor Eric at least at first.
OK. All right. So who takes the bandage off? How does that go?
Well, I mean, I just take it off, and it's like, it's pretty normal, right? Like, well, as normal as a cybernetic eye is, I guess. But I mean, it's not, right? It's been
not hanging out of your face,
right?
It's not like ooze running down your cheek.
Exactly. No, it's healed. It's healed pretty well. I think that we get this sort of close up of your face with your eyes closed, like you take the bandages off, and then we see just like a frame of your, like, the widescreen of your eyes, and you open them, and like you have your one normal looking eye and the one sort of like chrome sphere.
It's exactly what we get, Adam. Exactly
and,
that.
And you like blink a couple of times, and then we see from your perspective, you know, we see Eric like looking all like eager, leaned in, and Pi standing back, sort of just holding the first aid kit, the little red cross on it. It's all beat up. And at first, everything just seems like basically normal. You know, you kind of like look around, and you can see the ship as it is, and everything looks sort of as you expected. And then there's like a faint like red sort of like cursor that appears at the bottom, and then diagnostics start to run over your vision on one side. So we see your like sort of Terminator vision as these like lines go by, and they're written in like Chinese characters. Piani can read them, and it's a standardized like, you know, diagnostic. And then it stops, and then, you know, the cursor blinks a couple of times. There's a quick progress bar that runs, and then your field of vision gets, like, a little bit blurry. And can you make a tech save for me?
Tech save, yes.
Yeah, just make a tech save real quick.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Wrong one. Shit. What am I... fuck, which one am I... It's a tech save. Do I just roll a
d20? It's one of your saving throws, yeah.
But which button is it supposed to be, man?
I don't think it has a button.
Oh, that's why I was looking.
Yeah, you just roll it.
Oh, yes!
Look at that shit.
Okay.
Oh, there's a button next to tech save, DJ Weed.
Oh,
it's literally the button next to tech save.
Piani's character sheet isn't fully finished.
Eric's is better than everyone. Looks like y'all should have died a couple times.
I need to give it to you or something. I don't know.
So there's a faint... like a faint pain in your temple where your eye is, and you like put your hand to your head, and it passes fairly quickly. And when you look again, you can see now faintly an aura around Eric, like a sort of colored, like, I don't know if anyone's ever seen photos of like Kirlian photography, but you can see like a faintly colored like aura floating around Eric. And you can see sort of like vague energy patterns, like in the air around you. You kind of like, maybe we see Piani's like hand come into frame and like move around. You can see the same kind of like aura around that.
At Pi like immediately when I see that, you know.
Sure.
And what?
Pi looks much like the bulkheads of the ship does. Just this sort of like plain, like empty, sort of. There's no aura. There's no color. Besides the like visible color, obviously.
I think I like I, you know, sort of with a excitement on a discovery, I think I just go and try to find someone else then. Just sort of run out of the room.
yeah, totally. Okay, sure. You like run out. And Higgs, what are you doing when Piani like busts in on you and she finds you?
And when it, and Higgs, keep this in mind. Like, okay. I do one of these where I like just totally barge in and have the creepiest like wide eyes open because like it's not actually doing anything, but it's like, holy shit, this is all new to me.
I mean, I would probably be doing something weird. I'm just trying to figure out what something weird is that Higgs would do. Maybe I'm sitting there with my boots on, my tidy whities, nothing else, and I'm dancing in the middle of the room with the beer in my right hand as I'm like trying to serenade something. And then you walk in, and I'm just like, "You want to dance, Piani?"
So like Eric and yourself, there's this like sort of bright aura flickering around Higgs, but it's like a different color and the pattern is different. It's like sort of flashing and you can see it like pulsing a little bit with the music, and maybe it's like an optical illusion, but you definitely see a comparison between the two.
What color is it?
Make a perception check. So you just stand there and like eyeball it, I guess.
Yeah.
Also, I would say Garth Brooks' "To Make You Feel My Love" is playing as I'm dancing.
That's a huge classic by then.
Yeah.
7.
Okay. Higgs, what would you say your predominant mood is right now?
Red as the passion of the burning suns.
You're very passionate about
Very passionate
this.
Right now.
Yeah,
right,
cool. Garth Brooks incites incites the humors.
Yep.
It lights the flame.
It does.
So it's not a, but it can't be like an actual blood red, right? It has to be, the passion has to be different.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's like a, obviously there's nuance. It's not just one solid color. But as you stand there and you like stare, you can see, yeah, there's like this red aura that's coming from like Higgs's like sternum and like creating this like aura around him. And you're seeing it, it's not in the way of your normal vision. It doesn't block, like you can see right through it as if it wasn't there. It's just sort of overlaid on top of his, that you can see him.
So I think, if Higgs was observing, like I would kind of get this confused look on my face, thinking like immediately maybe this thing was allowing me to see someone who had MES or, you know, some sort of psychic ability. So I was expecting to not see an aura when I came in on Higgs. Yeah. And when I do, I'm just sort of confused.
Mm-hmm.
Eric like, comes like running up behind Piani, you know, huffing and puffing a little bit, but
right, holding your cards like, wait,
yeah. I've got like a data pad in one hand and like my cards cradled in the other arm and like a pen like in my mouth. Piani, we need to do the test.
Guys, I'm not looking for a rodeo right now. All right, look, just get in my room. Let me dance to myself.
Oh, hello, Mr. Higgins.
It's fine. I've got to go see Alpharius.
Okay.
Do you just like storm off, Piani?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Eric just goes like stumbling after you with stuff in his hands.
Can you shut my door for fuck's sake?
Eric comes back and like leans in and then like boops the little door control with his nose and then runs back out.
Okay. I just go back to dancing.
All right.
And turn up the volume.
Okay. So Piani, you're going looking for Alpharius?
Yes.
Okay. So you're heading down the hallway to see Alpharius, and as you walk by one of the like, I guess by the head, like the bathrooms, you turn, you catch your reflection in the mirror, and stop, because it's more like looking, like you look and you see yourself, but you're dressed differently and you're somewhere else in the mirror. The bathroom and the swan song are not on the other side of the mirror. So you see yourself, but you're wearing, like a t-shirt with, some kind of like, athletics, like logo on it. Like it's got a ball with like a hex grid on it. That's kind of like a comet tail. You're holding like a red plastic cup. You can't see anything from the waist down, and you have your hair up in like a ponytail. And you seem to have like face paint on in the same colors as the shirt. Behind you, you can see what looks like a bunch of other people dressed similarly, like men and women, also holding drinks. And they seem to be like in the middle of like a party, like just shouting and like people are drinking and like whatever. And you lock eyes with yourself, and you don't have the cyber eye in the reflection. And then you see the version of you in the mirror like take a step back and like put her hands up and then like turn to look at someone and then walk out of the mirror like off frame. And then you blink and then you can see like you see Eric come up like up behind you like chasing you.
Okay. I think I just sort of, you know, I'm thinking to myself, like, what in the fuck did I just see? And then I either keep going and looking for Alfarious or if I see Eric, I just go, come on.
What are you doing, Alfarious?
I think the door is open to my room. I'm in there with my feet propped up on the desk, arms crossed, and I'm watching Paranormal Activities 235 on my beard.
Oh my god, they will not stop making those.
On my beard.
Yeah.
What's the what's the antagonist in that movie? Who's the bad guy?
Well, incredibly enough, it's actually still that mom. She's just fucking going around killing people.
Oh, okay. All right. Interesting.
But yeah, he's just kind of looking down. His beard projects out the movie.
Okay. All right.
And when I come in, what does he have?
So Alfarious is where Eric and Higgs's auras were like very organic and sort of like breathed around them. Alfarious is disjointed. It's like looking at hard angles instead of kind of wavy lines. Are you going to take a second to like look at it, or I guess Alfarious, you notice Piani like comes in the room?
Yeah, I just kind of give her a nod.
Yeah, I think I could just kind of like inspect.
Okay. Yeah, make a perception check.
Okay. Eight.
Okay. What's your primary emotion right now, Alfarious? What are you feeling?
I guess we're just in transit between gigs and he's watching a scary movie, so just content, just kinda resting heart rate type of thing, just chilling.
Sure. Okay. So Alfarious's aura is like a pale, sort of pale blue, but it's shot through with sort of like spikes of like indigo. And like I said before, it's in like jagged. It's like a crystalline formation instead of like water or sand.
Okay. I think I just grab Eric and head back to the room.
Okay. All
right. Maybe along the way, maybe like along the way, Piani's like muttering to herself, is just sort of like in a very deep thought, like, I wonder if I can turn it off, and does it work on everyone, and what happens if someone, you know, like just kind of like going through.
At this point, Eric has the stack of cards sort of fanned out in his mouth. Do I even have cards around? Oh, wait, I've got... I've got a whole bunch of business cards from PAX. And he's running along with like a stylus and the data pad, and he's just like writing down what Piani's saying.
Okay.
That's all.
And then as we get back, I don't know if Pi followed around or if Pi is still there.
I mean, Pi's everywhere, but yeah.
Right, Pi's physical form, whatever.
Yeah, Pi's body was just waiting in the room.
I go in the room, and then sort of that everyone knows it, that like Piani pace back and forth, just kind of like in deep thought, and then, you know, turn to Eric and say, so I can definitely see some crazy shit with this thing, but I'm not quite sure what it is yet.
Can you describe it for me? I'll turn on the recording.
I guess then I would describe to Eric sort of exactly what I see around him.
Okay.
And then, say, Higgs had it. I've got it. Alfarious has it. it's, well, at first I thought it was MES, like, I thought I could see MES psychic energy. I don't know.
Eric goes, oh, that's very interesting. What about this? And then he just, like, you know, raises one hand and, like, some paneling just comes, like, peeling off of the wall.
Yeah, and so you, when he does that, you can see, you see his aura, Eric's aura becomes, like, more opaque. Like, you, it's harder to see through. And trails, and I don't know if Piani ever saw Mr. Sicarian's, like, trick, but the, like, tendrils of smokiness, it's like that, but with light instead. And he, you can see them, like, drift from Eric to the panel and start to, like, peel it away from the wall. Like, the screws start to spin. And
I can see it.
Ooh, that's fascinating.
It is.
Yeah, like, I guess I've, like, spat out the cards onto the data pad that's recording now, and I pick them up and I'm like, okay, which card do you see? And I hold one up.
Okay. So you're just looking at the back of a card, and you've done this trick a bunch of times when you were a kid, right? Like, what, you're not reading the card, you're trying to read the person's mind, or you're trying to have seen it before they turn it around, or, like, you're using psychic tricks to find the answer.
Yeah.
And you look at the back of the card, and what does the back look like? Does it have illustration on it? Is it like a, is it just,
you
like a gray card?
I'm asking you. Facing,
yeah,
me?
No, I'm asking. What is it? What are you looking at right now?
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of an elephant.
Okay. So, what do you do, Piani?
It's a fucking elephant. The cards are fucking dumb. We don't need. I don't think it has anything to do with the cards. I definitely think I'm seeing an aura, just a person's aura. Obviously, I can see some sort of psychic ability or power. I don't know, but I definitely feel like I can maybe see the mood of a person.
Oh. Ah, well, the
when Piani says that, does Eric's aura change?
Oh yeah, you know, like it just sort of
like withdraws.
Yeah, and there's like little like shocks of like gray that goes shooting through it every once in a while. And he just says, "Oh, well, I was just the mental empathy test is a very important tool in our diagnostic standards at the Hovedan Institute. I thought it might be useful, but no, I understand. We can come back to it later."
I think then I kind of start revisiting my questions, like, I wonder if I can turn it off. And I guess I just, like, blink really hard a few times and just kind of, like, you know.
Yeah, it didn't really come with, like, instructions.
Right, right.
Subject appears to be blinking very hard, repeatedly.
I don't know how to turn the fucking thing off.
Did you see the auras before you took the bandage off?
I did not.
What if we had some kind of an eye patch made?
Can you sue?
No. But I'm pretty good with mechanics. We could probably give you one that you could open and shut with some sort of control at your temple.
I like it.
Like the Matrix cell phone of eye shades.
Can you build it for me?
I think I should have the materials, yes.
I think I want to play with it a bit more anyway to see what I can fully do. So you build that for me, and I'll keep telling you what this thing does.
Eric just beams, and he says, that sounds like a deal.
And then I think there's this moment where, like, Piani's about to talk about what she saw, and then she stops herself very much alike, and just kind of, like, doesn't say anything further. It's like, all right, start building.
Get going. What are you waiting for?
So you leave then, Eric?
Yeah. Okay. You know, I think like I'm jotting down notes on my thing as we go away. When I get back to my room, I'm gonna try to set up my own like search protocols through whatever databases I still have access to, like not connected to the Hovedan Institute, but like, you know, my remote server copy of whatever, you know, lexicographical, sure, whatever of psionics I have with me.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna like let that run for a while.
Okay. Make a computer test.
Okay. Using intelligence?
Yeah.
Computers. Boop, boop, boop. Oh shit.
Okay. It may take some time.
Yeah.
It's doing the like cross checking. Very slow progress bar as it scans the
I think the query that I wrote in was like, what could it be when a person gets an eye that is a SciTech eye and it appears to, like, it's like an actual question written down?
Yeah, and then Jeeves is like, well, hang on.
Yep.
Okay. All right, cool. So you start your search protocols. And I think that when you finish, you punch it in and it starts to load. You hear the ship's sort of like alert system, like ping, and it does this every time you get in system. But it makes the noise, the little like bing bong, and like the lights flicker as you re-enter real space, and you hear Pi over the speakers say, "We're in system, 2 hours out from where the station is." And maybe that's when we go to our first break there, fade out to break, and then we can pick up at the station, come back.
Sounds good.
Cool. Okay.
All right, let's take our first break. We've still got 3 hours left to go. Don't go anywhere. More Swan Song coming up. Rad for this. We'll see you guys in just a bit.